Shocking images filmed for fun by a British soldier as a colleague screams at Iraqi prisoners. This video was shown at the start of an inquiry into the death of Baha Moussa in British Army custody. Moussa's sons Hussein and Hassan, who are being brought up by their grandparents, say they'll never forget their father's kindness.
When he used to return home from work, my brother and I would greet him, saying, "May God help you in all your hard work." He would smile and then play with us. He'd buy us sweets and any food we wanted.
In September 2003, soon after his wife died of cancer, Baha Moussa was arrested by British troops at the hotel where he worked, along with nine others. 36 hours later, he was dead. He'd been asphyxiated and had 93 separate injuries. Corporal Donald Payne was sentenced by a military court to a year in jail for inhumane treatment. He's been expelled from the army. Six other soldiers were acquitted. Baha Moussa's father has accepted compensation, but wants to know who killed him.
When I saw my son's dead body lying in the mortuary, I saw torture wounds all over it. From his feet to his chest, even his nose was broken.
It's been established that Baha Moussa died of extensive injuries sustained while in British custody. The inquiry will be trying to find out whether his treatment was illegal and who gave the orders. The Moussa family lawyers say interrogation methods used by the British troops, methods banned in the 1970s, still appear widespread.
Certainly hundreds of Iraqis have come forward to my firm alone, complaining of very similar ill-treatment to that in the Moussa incident. Hooding, cuffing to the rear, sleep deprivation, sexual techniques, a whole range of things which is very similar to what we're hearing in this inquiry.
For Baha Moussa's two sons, any lessons learnt may mean their father did not die in vain. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.